This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Another word. Another time. In the age of wonder. Another word. Another time. His life was green and good. Until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, Wayne Madsen is going to be joining us about the organized persecution of Christians worldwide by George Soros. We're going to tie it into the big gun grab push, the open borders, the lawlessness, and now the Bundys, with the sheriff, most of the locals, and the Hammonds against them, are there in a federal barn, a little federal shed, and asking armed people to come there to stand up against the federal land grab. I'm not against the Bundys, as everybody knows. I'm allowed to have my view that I don't think this is the best time to be doing this. And I admire the courage, but David Knight, I tell you, the biggest assault on the Second Amendment since they came for the guns at Lexington and Concord. And right the day this all kicks off, they get to have it all over the newspapers that armed patriots, you know, take over a building. I mean, just, my God.
Yeah, Alex, I think what we've been saying, and we were saying it Sunday, but even before that, Alex, we had a hothead blogger who was there at the site attacking Stuart Rhodes because he was saying, look, the people there don't want your protection. You can't, as he's telling other oath keepers, he said, go there and protest. That's fine. That's a legitimate thing to do. But in terms of a protection operation, they haven't asked for your protection. They did a cordon around the gold mine out in Oregon, trying to make sure that the BLM was not going to go in and raise that place to the ground before they had due process. That's what the BLM was threatening to do.
And you supported that months ago.
Exactly.
You supported that.
Exactly.
You did too.
And I looked at what was happening with this, and from the time they came back and lost their appeal, and it looked like they were going to be going to prison, they kept pushing back through their lawyer saying, we don't want anybody to stand in the gap here. We're just going to go to prison. So this was the wrong place. It was the wrong time, not only the fact that it's in the dead of winter, but with what Obama was pulling with gun control. And it was the wrong community to do this in. Most of these people have a reservation mentality there in Oregon.
We're going to interview the Hammonds. We're going to interview one of the Bundys today.
Yeah. It's a just cause.
But I tell you,
it's a just cause, but they're just doing it the wrong way, I believe. That's what we've said from the beginning. That's what Stuart Rhodes was saying even before we started talking about it, even before the takeover of that facility.
Well, I'm probably related to these people. Hammond is just a Hammond with a D taken off, an Anglophile German name.
Yeah.
So I'm probably related to these people. But I tell you, the whole thing's just completely out of control. And it's just looks so scripted. I'm not saying the Bundys are scripting it. I'm saying you got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to walk away, know when to run. You marched with them. You were one of the first to go across the line and reported the feds threatening to shoot you, David.
Yeah.
You were unarmed. You did that. You have incredible courage. And then, you know, we've been there. We're in the movement. We helped build the Liberty Movement.
Well, here's the difference, Alex. And that situation, you had the entire community was upset about the fact that they were attacking people. They had run all these ranchers out of business. They had set up a First Amendment area. Everything about that was just oppression. And so the entire community came together along with people from the outside to protect them. They had a very well-defined goal that could be achieved, could de-escalate that situation. They played that exactly right. But the important thing was the entire community was there together. Here in Oregon, over half of the people work for the federal government. Over half of the land is owned by the federal government. They have a reservation mentality. Even the people who are being so severely abused, these Hammonds, who are going to voluntarily go back to jail.
That's right. They have a slave mentality.
Yeah,
they have a slave mentality. When you live out there around nothing but the feds controlling everything, it is wrong. And I admire the Western spirit of the Bundys. But I'm allowed to sit here and say, I think provocateurs are going to try to stir this up. The media is going with this. They're trying to demonize, quote, white terrorists and Y'al-Qaeda. This goes right into the whole globalist narrative, and that's a fact, and no one can deny it. So we're just pointing out the full spectrum of this. This is what we do. Stay there. You're riding the shot.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You will be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffer from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, there was a major Gallup poll a few days ago showing that only 2% of Americans, we'll put that on screen for TV viewers, think that gun control is the number one issue in America. The vast majority of Americans are against turning in their guns or restricting guns. Gallup, only 2% say guns, gun control, among nation's most important problems. That's about right. Guns are, if you look at the World Almanac, I used to every year buy it at the grocery store when I was shopping. They'd have it, you know, at the corner, and I'd show people the statistics. Automobiles, this 100,000 something, cancer, 300,000, heart attacks, hundreds of thousands. You know, falling in the bathroom, 15, 20,000 and buried, drowning in the pool, 20-something thousand, electrocution, 8,000. I'm going from memory here. Anybody can look it up. My memory's pretty good, though, but look it up. You know, great white sharks, 5, Mako, 6, airplane crashes, you know, in the U.S., 150, 500, it varies. Deer jumping in front of cars, 200 and something, honeybees, 300 and something. I mean, it varies. Guns are 12,000 and change. Police kill 1,100 of that. Maybe a couple hundred are unjustified shootings out of 2 million cops. I'm not defending the police. They do unconstitutional stuff. They're taking orders from a corrupt, taken over government in many cases. I'm the guy that made police state films. I'm the guy that wrote books on it. I'm the guy that exposed the biometrics cunning, the smart cars 20 years ago, everything. But then George Soros comes along and literally funds a leftist attempt to overthrow local governments. I'm against it. And I found no one more awake than the military. Special ops, it's like 98%. It's unbelievable how awake they are. It's incredible how patriotic they are. Army, 90% awake, general army. Marines, about the same. I'm not bashing the Navy. They're great people, but Navy folks will tell you there's something about following, going along with the system. I'm 60% are awake. I've talked to the Navy. None of the Marines are assigned to that, but they're more awake. I'm not bashing the Navy. It's just something I've noticed. And you notice it's the Army that just continues to resist all this, the generals, the leaks, the info. And that's because the Army actually does all the really nasty stuff. The Army's the big muscle. The Army's like the 100-foot-tall troll, and the Navy SEALs and the rest of them are like a 20-foot troll. But the big mean troll hides back in the dark. The big mean troll's going on all the bad missions, doing all the nasty stuff. Big mean troll doesn't like what's going on. And so they want to start a civil war in this country. The military's the most awake. Local police are the next most awake. And I'm the guy that used to literally go around screaming in police's face and bullhorning them everywhere because they were following unconstitutional orders. I was upset. I thought I could make them wake up. And they'd say, hey, go change the laws. We're trying to follow the Constitution. And it is true. We should change the laws about the TSA. We should change the laws about federalization of police and asset forfeiture seizure. We should change the laws. We need to get up off our butts. But I'm not going to sit here now while they're trying to start a civil war and do all this. And now another group's awake. A few years ago, they couldn't get the Dallas police to attack us at the JFK Memorial. So they had the Democrat operative sheriff order, the sheriff's department in Dallas, Lupe, whatever her name is, Obama minion, to attack us. There's footage of that, obviously. It was all live, millions of viewers on Ustream. At the time it happened. And there were federal buildings on both sides of it. There were all these people coming out, waving at us, saying they were listeners. And I mean, I was countless examples of this. I was at a Barnes & Noble. They must have been having some federal convention or something by it on a Saturday. No, it was a Friday because I was off work doing some stuff. And I mean, I was talking to people in there, and I was like, do I know you? And the guy was like, yeah, no, you probably, you know, see me in a newscast or something. And it was like a, you know, senior local Fed saying, look, we know what's going on. We don't like what's happening. We appreciate the fact that you don't want a civil war. We know what's going on. And it's just countless examples of that where, again, I've talked to, obviously, a lot of people. You've heard the high-level Secret Service on the air. But I've talked to people off record where they are scared, folks. And they go, look, man, it's worse than you're saying. I'm like, what do you mean it's worse than I'm saying? They go, it is. That's all I'm going to tell you. But you're dead on where you're going. But it's worse. It's where I just don't know where to get my family out of the country. I mean, it's bad, okay? I don't know all the stuff that's going on. But I heard from two different high-level people in the last month. And I get chills talking about this, folks, that Obama is like a literal villain behind the scenes. And that they talk to the Secret Service like they are the dogs and scream at them and tell them they're dumb idiots. And they say they can't get into all the stuff that's going on, but he's not just a Muslim sympathizer with radical Islam. Obama, folks, is hardcore Wahhabist. He is Al-Qaeda. I mean, you talk about the ultimate twist, folks. The government of Saudi Arabia runs a terror attack on America, takes out Saddam, who was fighting Al-Qaeda, loots that country, uses it as a base to invade Syria, destabilizes, overthrows our allies in Egypt, kills everybody in Libya, and then they put, and maybe that's a front to fool Saudi Arabia and the Muslims, I don't know. But let me tell you, he went to madrasas, he went to Muslim schools, he has all these fake names, And he's got family that are Muslims that he wrote letters to as a senator about how to have riots so they would give him a position in the government. And they gave his cousin the prime ministership. And how did the radical Muslims respond? They started blowing up buildings and shooting up shopping malls. And now his little buddies are over here attacking, and his answer is take our guns. I mean, I cannot believe our elite would let somebody like this. I know they're crazy. I know they're out of control. I know they hate humanity. I know they're doing all these bad things. But, man, it's crazy to have a guy that hates America, hates George Washington, hates Christians, hates the Second Amendment. By the way, we have Wayne Madsen. I apologize. I'm so flipped out over all this that I'm ranting. David Knight's riding shotgun with us. Obama is weeping. That headline's at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We should re-add my video patients. The FBI under new Obama rule, gun ban for some Social Security beneficiaries. If you take automatic transfers, they're going to declare you incompetent. It is on. They are coming. New Obama gun rules require those selling guns, even a single one to a family member, or transferring it to be registered, National Registry. This is a bunch of news that's coming at the bottom of the hour. He'll ride shotgun with us. He's an InfoWars investigative journalist, Wayne Madsen, WayneMadsenReports.com. Wayne, formerly in the Navy in anti-submarine warfare, then, of course, head of major security operations at the National Security Agency, one of the first big NSA whistleblowers 15 years ago or more, works with InfoWars.com as a roving journalist. You just heard my rant, but, I mean, you know, it's one thing to have a pill-popping drunk like Nixon. At least they don't want to destroy the country. You've investigated Obama, written books about him like nobody else out there. You're not some right-winger. I'd call you more of an overall patriotic, libertarian, progressive, not in the George Soros sense, but as a real one, classical liberal, whatever. I mean, you know, 5 years ago when you were saying Obama, you know, does have weird Muslim ties, I was still poo-pooing that. I've got sources in the White House. I mean, I don't know if it's a PSYOP or whatever, but he's hitting his knees to Mecca. He's trying to destroy the country. I'm going to get into Soros funding attacks on Christians all over the world. I mean, what's the grand plan here, Wayne Madsen?
Well, I think Soros is the master of chaos. He actually has figured out a way to make money through constant disruption and constant chaos, whether it's financial chaos, how he shorts national currencies, or by funding these street demonstrations that eventually turn into full-scale coup d'etats like we saw happen in Ukraine and Georgia and in the so-called Arab Spring, which he bankrolled also, Libya, Egypt, Tunisia, funding the uprising in Syria with all of its disastrous effects. And now we've got Soros telling Europe, yeah, you've taken in a million of these Muslim migrants, mostly from the Middle East and North Africa, but you could take in a few million more, and now it's being reported. It's not being reported here because of the political correctness issue, and I think Trump is really on to something with his tirade on political correctness. But we just had reports on New Year's Eve out of Germany. Thousands of these jihadi gangbangers going around in wolf packs, basically raping German women who were out celebrating New Year's Eve.
Now we have video of it. We're going to skip this network break. This is so important. Let's show the articles at Infowars.com of mass gang rapes, 35 women raped at once, police standing down, churches being raided. I mean, this is a foaming-at-the-mouth jihadis that couldn't take over Syria. The Russians kicked them out, so now they went back to Turkey and they dumped them in Europe. I mean, this is over the top.
Yeah, and we have Turkey, you know, this Erdogan, the president, becoming a neo-Ottoman emperor. And who does Obama use as his sounding board and his advisor for issues in the Middle East? He talks to Erdogan. Erdogan, whose Muslim cleric just said that engaged couples in Turkey should not be walking around holding hands. Looks like Turkey's going to go back to the ways of Saudi Arabia, which just, of course, executed a major Shia cleric and some minor Shia clerics And that now we're supposed to be on the side of Saudi Arabia as they basically they started this to get into a war with Iran. This is one case where the United States ought to just switch sides and say, you, Saudi Arabia, you did it on 9/11 with some of your friends, and now you're trying to get us into a major shooting war with Iran. By the way, we're retargeting our weapons. They're not pointing at Tehran anymore. They're pointing at Riyadh, Jeddah, and Mecca.
Well, I tell you, Wayne, you can see Operation Chaos worldwide. Spectre doesn't exist in fantasy land, but it exists in the real world with just all Hades breaking loose. And I got to say, I supported the Bundys and others and my reporters when they went. When the feds had kicked all 35 other ranching families off, they were the last family there. Harry Reid was in a land swap for solar panels in one area. This was going to be the environmental easement in the other. But now, them going in when they're not wanted by the locals and taking over this area, it's just the timing with Obama and his gun control push and everything that's going on really, really smells to me. Again, I'm not saying they're bad. I'm saying the whole thing with it now all over the news that, oh, my gosh, white domestic terrorists are attacking, you know, all the, quote, Black Lives Matter people saying, you know, go kill them, send in the National Guard. I'm really concerned about them trying to kick off some type of civil unrest in this country on the back of the gun control. What's your take on that, and do you have any ideas or strategies to try to navigate out of this? Then let's get into your article that we ran at Infowars.com yesterday dealing with Soros' top 10 hit list, Christians being number one.
Well, people can always be used by those who have agendas. And remember Occupy Wall Street. Soros, of course, did provide some money for Occupy Wall Street. But then we had, as we started to see the Occupy movement gel in New York and Washington and L.A. and other cities, we had the FBI come out and they got caught because it was in their own documents that they were going to start using FBI snipers to pick off the leaders of the Occupy movement who were speaking in these various city centers. So there's a perfect example of how a guy like Soros will cooperate with the government to basically surface the leadership for ulterior motives. And we saw, look, you can go back to the anti-Vietnam War protests when you had like the SDS occupying university offices, ROTC buildings on campuses. And later we found out a lot of these SDS members were FBI informants. So they were ratting out the people who wanted to keep it nonviolent, of course.
Absolutely. And then all I do is I come out Sunday and yesterday and I say, I support the overall idea, what the Bundys are doing. I know the feds are grabbing these mines and property. It's part of the deindustrialization shutdown program, Agenda 21, Agenda 2030. But the timing and where you're at, please watch out for provocateurs. Watch out for infiltrators. Please, and I told the feds, please try to de-escalate. Don't play into the civil war plan that your foreign bosses want. Come on, let's really come together here. Let's not be stupid. I'm like a wartime broadcaster talking to both sides and not be idiots. And then the response is people run from our reporters who are, quote, you know, involved in all this and some of the prominent people, well, I don't even know their names. And they go, how dare Alex Jones say I'm a Fed and Amon Bundy's a Fed. And Joe's like, he never said that. Well, it doesn't matter. That's what we were told, so you're bad. I mean, obviously, who's telling them that? I mean, this is so textbook how they cut these people out, how they manipulate them. It's just so sad how they play them. And it's just so – I've been doing this for 20-plus years. I told people that the Hatari militia was being infiltrated. And then 6 months later, they busted them and brought them down, and I worked to try to get the judge to drop the case, and they did. We blew that wide open. And then I don't even get thanks because a lot of the folks involved in it aren't even smart enough. I'm just being serious to get what happened to them. I mean, it's like Nigerian emails. I remember this has been going on for about 16, 17 years where you get the email that that Prince Habubu or Habibi or whatever they say it is at the time, literally has $10,000 for you. But he's reached out to you because he's heard you're a wonderful person. They usually target women. And that if you give them $10,000, he will give you $1 million next week. You give him the $10,000, he goes, oh, the prince may be able to speak to you on the phone. Sorry, He's been arrested by King Agugu or whatever they make up. I mean, it's literally ridiculous. You look it up, the people don't even exist. And then you're already in for 10 grand, Khan, so you don't want to admit it. And you can probably have to talk to Prince Abubu or Abibi or whatever the name is. You want to believe you've won the lottery. Well, you start telling friends and family, do not give them more money. It's not real. They go, shut up. You're just jealous I got that I'm about to get $5 million now and I give them another 20 grand. And you go, no, it's not real. It's a scam. And even when they give them the next round of money, I've known three people that did this. They will never talk to me again. They will not admit they were wrong. They will not admit they got conned. Just like Obama voters or whatever on the free health care of Obamacare and they double, triple prices. And there was literally a talk show host I knew who I heard on air one day. I thought it was a joke when I heard it. This was like 12, 13 years ago. This was about 14 years ago. Announcing that he had been contacted by a Nigerian prince that wanted to fund his show. And I called him and I said, it's not real. And he literally went on air and said, I was jealous trying to stop it. And then later said, I jinxed the deal with the prince. I mean, it's the same thing. I'm like, look out for feds. They'll say I'm bad. They'll say, you know, violence is good, whatever. They'll try to escalate. Please watch out. And then that means I said they're feds. I mean, it's just so hard to deal with this psychology, and quite frankly, Wayne, very, very sad.
Well, yeah, I mean, this is a psychological warfare, after all, that's going on, and unfortunately, we see a lot of the media is, for example, NBC News is not even reporting that these gangs of jihadi gangbangers are, in fact, from North Africa and the Middle East, primarily. They're just saying they were young German men. Well, first of all, they're not German. And second of all,
so they don't just lie. They don't just lie. They scapegoat Germans. You know, those Germans are really bad rapists. Let's repopulate Europe with radical Muslims. They don't rape women.
Yeah, they're trying.
Maybe they'll blame Germans for beheading 47 people in Saudi Arabia Sunday. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Did you hear about the Germans? What they did in Saudi Arabia?
Right. And the NBC and the Soros linked media is trying to say they're trying to say what happened in Germany is just part of the war on women. It has nothing to do with that. These are jihadist gangbangers that the Soros people basically welcomed into Europe with all kinds of propaganda help and financial help.
Exactly. There's your headline. Feminists recycle radical Muslim rapes to demonize men. That's the sick. What is the sick leftist alignment with radical Islam? Because both you and I were against the clash of civilizations. We were against all these invasions. You've been to Libya. You've been to Syria. You've been in daring, you know, coverage when you're getting, I know, shot at, you know, and bombs are going off. I mean, you're a real war correspondent. And, you know, you're not against Muslims. But, my God, we don't have to take all their 18-year-old jihadists that got their butts kicked in Syria to come rape our women. And then have Gloria Steinem tell us we did it. No, you witch, we didn't do it. Western men treat women the best, you witch.
Well, it's funny, in the city of Cologne, where some of these Muslim gang rapes took place, the mayor was attacked by a so-called right-winger wielding a knife. They said that he got her in the neck, and she's basically a member of the Social Democratic Green Party Alliance. She was welcoming these migrants into Germany, and now she's bemoaning the fact that they were raping German women on the streets of her city in Cologne or Kuhn, as it is in Germany.
Exactly, and we've showed the clips. Two of the Green Party leaders in Germany have openly said it's good that whites are going to be gotten rid of. Germans are bad. These are Germans. Thank God we're turning into Islam. Well, why don't they move to Saudi Arabia then, and these women can squat in a slave pit? Go ahead. Sorry.
Well, yeah. So we had, of course, the Soros gang, which really runs the European Union. The European Union is basically a contrivance for people like Soros and his banker friends. You know, they put pressure on all these members of the EU. You got to take in so many of these refugees, so-called refugees, when we know that Erdogan in Turkey was pipelining these basically young men. And then the Saudis said, oh, we'll help fund the building of 200 mosques in Germany. Of course, these are Baabist mosques. They don't intend to go anywhere anytime soon because the Saudis want to build mosques for them. And King Salman, who now wants to get in a war with Iran, he was the governor of Riyadh. I exposed him. He was one of the guys that paid money and paid for airplane tickets and hotel bills for these hijackers, what became hijackers, to go to Afghanistan through Pakistan, and then they came back to this country. So his fingerprints are all over the 9/11.
I agree. Stay there. Let's talk about the huge Sunni-Shiite civil war that's now raging across Africa, the Middle East, and Asia, now being exported to Europe. David Knight will chime in with breaking news. Obama has thrown down the gauntlet. Unprecedented massive gun grabs now taking place. This is it, folks.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally, I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Something just happened that has explained why survival food is literally flying off the shelves and is sold out in many areas of the country. It caught me totally by surprise, and it involves FEMA. I couldn't believe FEMA tried this until I saw proof. Revealing their secret could land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Watch the viral video at FEMA3.com before it disappears again. But be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is, they must know something we don't. Go to FEMA3.com to see the number one item you should be hoarding and why supplies of this critical item are so low or even completely sold out at many stores across America. Don't miss out. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in recent days. Go to FEMA3.com and discover the number one most critical item in a crisis. Watch the shocking video right now at FEMA3.com. Again, that's FEMA3.com.
The InfoWars.com studios. It's Alex Jones.
We're brought up to believe that the last generation went through the incredible times, that the last generation fought the big wars, that the last generation somehow lives in a more exciting reality than we do. I think that happens to every generation and every culture throughout civilization's history. But in the modern world, people at a subconscious level almost believe entertainment and TV is real. They believe reality TV is real. It's some of the fakest television out there. Up until the time I was about 4, I thought that the world was black and white when movies were black and white. And then finally, I was sitting there watching Gilligan's Island one day, and it was color. My dad said, no, son, it's film. The world was always color. But the first season of Gilligan's Island was shot in black and white. The color film with Technicolor got cheaper by the second season. And then he explained to me, you know, about film cameras, and he had film cameras and was into photography then with my mother. We went and shot some fun home movies. But I liken it to that, people's perspective. It's like back then the world was black and white. Back then the world was different. Now we're in a different world. We are lined up to have wars much bigger than World War II. The stock market, I don't know when it's going to die, but it's all based on total fraud. It can't go on forever. And it's been plunging 200, 300, 400 points Friday, Monday, and today. I mean, where is it right now? We can put it on screen. I hope it goes back up. Even though it's fiat and pure garbage, I'm not here cheerleading for it to fall. I mean, I got a family. I just want good medicine, private property, a right to be free, a right to be a father. The system's trying to undermine that. We're being captured. We're being enslaved. We're going into a system of conquest. And David Knight is riding shotgun with us back at the InfoWars News Center. I got an interview with Louis Farrakhan, and he doesn't do a lot of interviews, folks, especially with outside media. And I got there, and what I thought was the case, I mean, they're all daily listeners. Louis Farrakhan listens to the show basically all the time, you know, every few days. They had a computer just turn on, and my show was playing. Well, I mean, it was like, it was over the top. People say, well, Louis Farrakhan, he says, kill the police. Well, he said, if they shoot us in the back, we should, you know, go after the officers that did it. And it's incendiary, and we talk about an interview. Doesn't mean I agree with everything he says, but it's about opening a dialogue. And if we get Louis Farrakhan, which he's already doing, calling for cooler heads to prevail and not to buy into this George Soros civil war, it's going to be a big, big deal. And the fact that a William Binney's a listener, a Matt Drudge is a listener, Donald Trump's crew are listeners. Trump's familiar with the show for years. Wouldn't call him a listener. The fact that so many prominent people, generals, you name it, it's not about Alex Jones. It's about the fact that we've got a lot more things in common than we've got in difference. And the New World Order did a really good job in the 80s and 90s, going in, taking over militias, leading a lot of them, making them anti-government, making them all paranoid and hiding out so they could be controlled to create a narrative like there's the militias creeping around to get you when they're as constitutional as George Washington and should be out in the open doing open carries like we did with the Texas Land Commissioner, Jerry Patterson, last year with 1,500 people. They hated that, and they voted out those illegal laws after that. And we go out and march with guns, you know, openly when the police say they're going to arrest us. I mean, we do civil disobedience, folks, but we smile at the police while we do it. And they smile back at us. There's a few bad ones, a few punks, but, I mean, the globalists want to trick us to kill each other. I don't want to hurt black people. They don't want to hurt me on average. If they can be wound up and tricked by George Soros, they are. And they're going to be set up. And, I mean, Farrakhan talked about how Obama was sent to set black people up and about, you know, just the whole agenda. It was unprecedented, and I want to put out the whole two-hour interview, but something this hot can't wait. Last night I was at dinner with Farrakhan. They were wanting to put it out quicker. So we're going to go meet with them today before I leave, and I guess we're just going to – I guess they're probably right. We'll talk to them. It'll at least take a week, though, to get all the clips really good and coordinate and promote it with a few promo clips and things. But we'll just put the whole thing out end-to-end. I wanted to do the interview where we – you talk about things historical and play clips, going to make a documentary, and we'll do that down the road. But I want to be the guy that gets the big interview that nobody else can get with the Donald Trump. He does interviews with the Matt Drudge, with the Louis Farrakhan, with the David Icke joining us tomorrow, just to get people outside of the box. Going back to Wayne Madsen here in a moment, riding shotgun with us a little bit in the next hour. Wayne's got some big reports he wants to go do here in the near future that I'm not going to mention on air, but they're big. I'm looking at funding to decide whether we can do it, because he does do things on a shoestring budget, but it still taxes us. But I think I'm going to probably send him on his next mission if we can really confirm he's going to be able to do the things we're looking at doing in Europe and in England. But that's why it's more important than ever that you buy the books, you buy the videos, you buy the Hillary for Prison t-shirts that are selling out in this limited edition. When they're gone, they're gone. that you get the New Year special of a Deep Cleanse and X2 and Secret 12, incredible detoxification for your body in the new year. So much of what you do is even exercise, what you put in your body. I mean, if this doesn't game change for you, I'll eat my hat. 4.8 star ratings and third-party sites, InfoWarsLife.com. 15% off everything in the store on top of discounts on many products with promo code GIFT15 at checkout. And we need the funds to be strong. I mean, quite frankly, I could use 100 times the funds I have. I mean, I spend so much time scrabbling around, worrying about how much stuff costs, equipment, reporters, you name it, when I could just really not worry about financing. We've already done what other people haven't done thanks to your support out there and your prayers. But we need folks to spread the word about the broadcast and send the links to the show, the videos, the articles out. Infowars.com/show. We need people to put us on their Facebook, their Twitter. The trolls hate it. They go, how dare you be on Facebook? Here with Zuckerberg. We're invading Zuckerberg. We fight on the battlefield. Be like in the Matrix. How dare you inject into the Matrix, Neo? You're with the Matrix. No, he's not. He's going into the Matrix. We're outside the Matrix, but we go into the Matrix. And we engage on InfoWars and Prison Planet in our own right, but those are launch pads to YouTube and everywhere else, and we're going to continue to hurt the globalists and get billions of views in the aggregate on YouTube alone. PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day, week to week, $5.95. But get a yearly membership. It ends in just a few weeks. Want to run it for 2 more weeks or maybe a week or so, the New Year special. You can get 6 months free. We've never offered 6 months free when you sign up for a year. You pay for 6 months, you get 6 months. 20 people can use each membership. It's meant for activism. But whether you share the membership or don't, PrisonPlanet.tv, go join. I want to thank those that are members. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, InfowarsStore.com, InfowarsLife.com for our proprietary nutraceuticals, InfowarsHealth.com for the amazing longevity products. When you buy it there, you get the best discounts you're going to find. Free shipping when you sign up for auto ship. 30% discounts when you become a member. $10. You can call the number if you want help. Decide whether you want to be a member or not. 888-789-9277. 888-789-9277. Take action today. All right. I want to bring Wayne Madsen back in here. He's with us 20 minutes, 30 minutes, the next hour. And Joe Biggs joins us from Oregon. But I get excited because this is an epic time to be alive. I want to get into what Wayne just mentioned. That's why I love Wayne, because I forget to get the stuff and he covers it. USA Today's cover. Saudis cut ties to Iran as crisis intensifies. We're going to get into this here with him in a moment. But just sitting back, being in the middle of InfoWars for 3+ years now, David, watching everything we've warned of unfolding. We don't, I know, enjoy the fact we've been proven right. I am horrified that we've been dead on, except for it being worse than we thought. I mean, I am horrified. I didn't get giddy when another high-level source told me that no, Obama is a radical Wahhabist and prays to Mecca in the White House and hates America and wants to bring America down. I didn't think, oh, I've got a big story. Oh, this is great. I got physically nauseous, literally, when I got in my car later, shook some. Almost had to pull over and throw up because of the sadness, of the deceptions, the lies. What's coming next? I mean, I just, the danger of the position we're in, the responsibility we have. It's just good people have laid down, so now every weirdo crazy's taken over because they have an appetite to dominate us. David Knight, then we're going to go back to Wayne Madsen.
Yeah, Alex, you know, what you're saying about Louis Farrakhan, I haven't seen that interview, but when your things that you're saying sounds very much like what we've heard from Larry Pinkney, who used to be with the old Black Panthers. He said they weren't a threat to the government as long as they stayed within the black community. Once they started reaching out and saying, you know what, this is a problem we all need to come together with, that's when they came after them, with agent provocateurs, shut them down. Same thing.
By the way, Farrakhan said, because he's now doing that, I was interrupting, he's bringing up such good points, he said at dinner for 3 hours, he even let us record some of it. He let me record the whole thing, but I forgot to record until I asked halfway through. He said, they're coming to kill me because I want to bring people together, and I'm going to... you're absolutely right. Go ahead.
Same thing with Malcolm X. That's what happened with Malcolm X. He stopped looking just within the black community. He started to realize, hey, this is a much larger issue, number one. Number two, as we pointed out many times, Everyone needs to come together to solve this problem. White people need to understand they're next on the list, and it's already happening to white people in a large degree. They don't have the kind of close community that the black people do, or that awareness, that hyper-awareness of the oppression. But yeah, it's coming to everybody, and the black people need to understand they're not going to be able to turn this back unless the white community in general understands that it's their problem too. So that's the part about Black Lives Matter that George Soros put in that is so dangerous, because it compartmentalizes people. It breaks them into little groups that can't do anything. That's why we need
to come
together.
That's the New York City, big city Democrat mafia model. And the Republicans play it too. Mm-hmm. But I literally grew up with Christian, somewhat conservative parents, but they were very liberal when it came to civil rights. My grandfather had come back from World War II. Whole family were Democrats. Ran for county office, won on an Eisenhower ticket of ending, Jim Crow and all the rest of it. And so, you know, I grew up never hearing racist comments, hearing white guilt that we've been oppressive and bad, need to build people up. And so that's why then here the leftist claiming I'm this racist makes me so angry. But then it wasn't until I got around Democrats and abortion people behind the scenes in New York and Chicago that the upper class black people and whites literally get off on keeping black people down and feeding on them and watching them kill each other. It's sick. Mm-hmm. It's disgusting. And they're filth. They are filth. It's just like the radical feminists blaming Germans for all the raping when it's their darling radical Muslims they brought in. Sorry, David, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, and we just had a quote that the crew put up there from Malcolm X. I'm paraphrasing. It goes, if you're not careful, the media is going to have you hating the people who were oppressed and loving the oppressors. And that's exactly right. What happened in the German situation in Cologne, they had video footage of this. And they knew that this wasn't Germans. You could see very clearly who was doing this. They withheld that information. That's why people were saying, wait a minute, you're covering this up. They withheld it for several days before it eventually made its way out. The truth eventually does come out. But they wanted to hide that because they've got an agenda. They realize that they can bring new people in, bring people in from areas that our government, the European government, NATO have gone in, created a war in their country, created hatred, bring those people in from the war zones.
It's an organized takeover.
Yes.
As the Hungarian, the Romanian presidents have said, and now the Swiss top general has told the Swiss, train, get more guns, they're collapsing Europe, prepare for civil unrest. The story's on InfoWars.com. Absolutely, David. Let's go back to InfoWars.com reporter, Wayne Madsen, report.com. Wayne Madsen with us 20 minutes, 30 minutes in the next hour. Wayne, thank you for riding shotgun and giving commentary today. Let's get into the larger destabilization, because they're not just attacking us. They're using the crisis to attack Muslims as well, destabilizing them. If we think we've got refugees now, we already have a major civil war between Shiite and Sunni kicked off by the CIA on record, quarterbacked by Saudi Arabia. You're the expert on this, been in the Middle East scores of times. What's happening right now, Wayne Madsen?
Well, what's happening is that the Turks and the Saudis are forming an alliance. And the Turks, which were always known, they were always known as secular since the days of Kemal Atatürk, the founder of the Turkish Republic after the fall of the Ottomans. We're seeing this alliance, a Wahhabist Muslim Brotherhood alliance, come into play here. And right now, you've got the source. Soros was recently in Istanbul, where he met with Erdogan, the Turkish president, Obama's Middle East counsel, Mr. Erdogan, the neo-sultan of Turkey. And he doesn't try to stage any demonstrations against Erdogan, even though Erdogan is trying to institute Sharia law in Turkey. It's little baby steps now. What did Soros do in Ukraine, for example? He overthrew a democratically elected president, and now we've got neo-Nazi battalions fighting alongside Chechen Muslim terrorists fresh from the battlefield in Syria, fighting Russian-speaking people in eastern Ukraine, and under the protective umbrella of the CIA and NATO.
Unbelievable.
This is what Soros does. Soros, look, there's a reason why the last James Bond movie still has it's not Spectre. The villain is working for a group called Quantum. It's no mistake that Soros's hedge fund is called Quantum. The villain, Blofeld, in the last Bond movie is Quantum. basically bringing in all the past, the last, I guess,
they're telling us it's Soros. They're rubbing our face.
Why do Soros? Yes, because the British establishment and MI6, which basically has approved every Bond script since the first one, they always remember what Soros tried to do to the British pound in 1992. He tried to short it. He tried to bring.
Let me ask you this: he's tried to drive down the pound. He's tried to destroy the U.S. Why do our elites put up with him when he would butcher them if he could? I mean, this guy's dangerous.
He's a multinational octopus. He's got so many people. He bought Human Rights Watch. He gave them $100 million. He's given massive amounts of money to Amnesty International. So what he's done is he's bought up the NGO community, the groups. I used to work with these groups. I won't have anything to do with them anymore because I see that they play into this propaganda. They help Soros bring down governments. Assad is the bad guy, but the jihadists in Syria, they're okay when a bunch of them pick up stakes, move to Cologne, and are raping as many German women as they could on New Year's Eve. This is what Soros...
Why does Soros have it out for Christians? And why did he enjoy ratting out Jews so much? I mean, he's just a filth.
Absolutely.
Well, stay there. I'm going to come back and ask you your psychological breakdown. Former NSA officer, high level, ran basically security at the NSA, joining us, breaking all this down. And David Knight's riding shotgun. I'm in Phoenix, Arizona. Just interviewed Louis Farrakhan. It's a bombshell interview. It'll be national news, folks.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out, the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Get up! Be sick! Let's just fuck up!
system has used our open form of government to infiltrate with hungry wolves that want to dominate. They are attacking every sovereign nation, every sovereign institution that is not pure evil. They are allied with the scum of the earth. And quite frankly, people have the right to do whatever they want against this system, because it's so lawless, the Declaration of Independence is in place. But just because you have the right to do something doesn't mean you should do it. And people better think long and hard about George Soros and the globalists that are going to laugh while people have shootouts out in the middle of nowhere over land rights issues. We need to be in the info war, exposing they're coming for our guns, they're flooding us with radical jihadists. That's what Trump's having success exposing. To the point that I have Louis Farrakhan on video, we're going to release it very soon. I'm going to go meet with him again today as we were conferring on when we want to put this out, saying stop all Muslims coming into the U.S. right now. It's just over the top. And that's Farrakhan scared. I'm scared. I mean, folks, you do not I'm telling you, this is so real. This is so over the top. This is a setup. This is how America dies. This is the takeover. This is the big war they want to start. Now, Wayne Madison, you got cut off by the break. Looking at this situation, Obama, I think, really is clearly trying to get people angry to do something stupid. Do you think they'll get away with a false flag blaming the Patriots like Oklahoma City this time? Or what are you most concerned about? I mean, you've proven, and I'm not kissing your butt here, but it's true that you have piercing understanding of their tricks and how they operate. I mean, are they doing well right now, or is this all desperate floundering? Because their poll numbers are all in the toilet, but they don't care. They're just moving forward with craziness. And then, you know, I'm no lionizer of the feds, but the feds we talk to and what we see leaking, the federal government itself appears to be completely freaked out about what's going on. It looks like self-preservation may be kicking in here. Am I wrong?
No, and I think that wiser heads will prevail here. You know, the government had a lot of egg on its face with Waco, Ruby Ridge, and, of course, that happened under whose administration? We have to remember that was Mr. Clinton. His wife's running for president. She's a lot closer, by the way, to Soros than even Obama is. So I think there's going to be an attempt to tamp this one down, because – if there's another situation where there's a lot of bloodshed, it's Katie bar the door. All bets are off. And this is why, I think the Trump phenomenon here is very interesting. And I think the sleeper issue here is one generally what he's talking about. There's too much political correctness, which gets into a wider issue of people trying to control public discourse. I recently noted that my mom's family, going back generations, helped start the annual New Year's Mummers Parade in Philadelphia. Well, a guy just got suspended because he had a sign in the comic division, and they always made fun of everything. I remember seeing that when I was a kid, the Mummers Parade would make fun of all kinds of things. He had a picture of Bruce Jenner from the old Wheaties box when he was an Olympic star. And then they had a picture of Caitlyn Jenner on a box of Fruit Loops. Well,
so even having fun now is illegal. I mean, it's just exactly free speech, big deal.
Yeah, so now this guy's been banned for life from the Mummers Parade. His family probably helped start it going back generations. And now the Mummers, even the string band divisions have to undergo LGBT, BLT, whatever it's called, sensitivity training. Now, you take that, and there was a liberal arts school in Pennsylvania at the hall.
Banning the lynch. Stay there. I'm going to come back. Wait. Stay there. Back in 70 seconds. We're coming right back to you. And we're also going to get to clips from Obama's gun grab speech that happened hours ago. We got 5 clips of that. The third hour straight ahead.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.